Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, what do people try to do? What do you think is going to happen here? All right, so a Florida man tried to dump fentanyl down the drain during a drug bust, say deputies. Daytona Beach. A man was arrested after he attempted to dispose of fentanyl down his kitchen sink during the execution of a search warrant. When Volusia County deputies arrived at the home, they found 42-year-old Eddie Shine. There's a drug dealer's name if ever I heard one. Eddie Shine. Trying to throw fentanyl down a sink. They've been investigating him for several months now, and they said he's involved for drug sales throughout the southeast Volusia County area. During the warrant execution, they found 38 grams of fentanyl, powdered fentanyl, in a kitchen cabinet. And along with fentanyl and a separate fentanyl and water mixture that was in the kitchen sink plumbing. He was charged with trafficking fentanyl, renting a structure for trafficking fentanyl, destruction of said fentanyl because it's evidence, resisting arrest without violence, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond is over $2.5 million. Dang. I mean, what did you think you were going to do that they weren't going to find you getting trying to stuff that down the sink? Good grief. I have one of the grossest headlines that I'm not going to read here because it had to do with a guy in a public causeway being engaging in voyeuristic activities.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we're just going to go past that one.
Thank you.
Oh, and I... okay, let me do this one. Just let me let you know, there's a lot in old naked Florida man headlines. Just can say. There's like an inordinate amount of them right now. So, this 68-year-old Florida man got naked in Naples. That's a horrible, horrible Hallmark movie. Threw his clothes into the bay and then led police in a pursuit and then ran into a restaurant, sat down naked at an empty table, then ran out of the restaurant, ran down the street, and then he finally got caught. He was busy. Stephen Grant Campbell. This sounds like a toddler avoiding a bath. This is what this sounds like, doesn't it? Except he's an old man and it's gross. He threw all his shoes and his clothes into Naples Bay. Officers saw it happen and they're like, stop, Florida man, stop. And he's like, no. So he ran to Bistro 821, took his seat all naked at an empty table. Ew, I hope they wash that chair. They said a witness says he literally, and then he didn't stop at the restaurant. He ran down the street where he paused briefly to expose himself to everybody at Fifth Avenue and 11th Street South. And then he kept running. And then the law finally caught up with him and he was charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and cited for littering. I guess that's the clothes in the bay, the littering. Oh my gosh. I don't know. A Florida man with all gas, no brakes tattoo who was arrested after, guess what? Losing control of the car.
Wow.
I know. That's real shocking.
Surprise.
Yeah. Polk County, Florida, a man and a woman were arrested early yesterday morning. They were running from police. They crashed their car. Timothy Allen Hogue and Rebecca Kozub are suspects in a string of car burglaries. They were spotted in a small residential. They plowed right into this other vehicle. I mean, full speed. That's insane. They were spotted by deputies. They went off at a high rate of speed. Then they crashed right into a parked car. They had to be pulled from the wreck. The guy had on his neck. It was a neck tat right in the front. All gas, no brakes. They're totally in jail. As one might imagine, they're in jail. Let's see. This is a different fentanyl story. A Florida man was found with enough fentanyl to kill 60,000 people.
Whoa.
This is insane. That's 60,000. That's because it's like how many grams? There's like, I mean, I don't even, this
They're
is
like
a thousand.
Nanograms.
This guy
nanograms.
Had a, oof. This guy had 1,000 fentanyl pills. Esteban Perez Jr. He got pulled over the weekend. He failed to stop when he turned into a robe. And as they were conducting the traffic stop, they're like, why do you smell like a bunch of pot plants all at once? And Collier County said that they conducted a search. They found 987 fentanyl pills, plus meth, synthetic cannabinoid, and all kinds of narcotic paraphernalia. Oh, my gosh. He's totally in jail. Totally in jail. And his bond's real high, too. As we move, our partners over at Kel-Tec, the P15. I have this. This is one of the best 9mm out there. If you don't have Kel-Tec's P15, this is something that you definitely should be on your Christmas wish list. Because it's just an awesome, dependable gun. First off, it's the lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market. So unloaded, it's only 14 ounces. Holds 15 plus 1 standard capacity round. Standard capacity, 15 plus 1. And you have a Tritamen fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights, striker fire reliability, super sweet trigger. There's two versions. You got the polymer version, which has that gator grip texture, makes for super easy, accurate handling. And then what I like to think is the fancy version. It's a metal version, and it has those beautiful, beautiful classic wood grips. It just looks like an old James Bond gun. But, you know, like for today, it's like a modernized 60s Sean Connery style Bond gun. It's super cool looking. But love both of them. And again, the P15, this is excellent for concealed carry. It's lightweight, it's accurate, lightest, thinnest. It's super easy to conceal, especially for ladies. We wear things a little differently than dudes do. This is one you need in your everyday carry rotation. So check it out at KeltecWeapons.com. Make the P15 your carry, your concealed carry go-to. KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I got to share with you, because I didn't even know they were doing this. I didn't know this was an area of study. This is a little stuff that they spend our money on. So they have the EPA, and I learned how to hate the EPA from Ghostbusters. A lot of people have stolen that from me. I stole it from the Ghostbusters. No, I learned how to hate the EPA from the Ghostbusters. So they have been using taxpayer dollars to fire 9mm and M4s and have mice breathe the gun smoke to study the pulmonary toxicity of particulate matter emitted from firearms. Kane, your look. What is it, Kane?
Again, they'll find any angle they can. Any angle they can. Whether if it's on environment or taking away your Second Amendment rights, they're just combining this.
They're trying to make guns still a public health issue. Right. That's what they're trying to do. Check this out. They have the description, quote, "We collected smoke particulate matter from the firing of two different type guns, 9mm handgun and M4 rifle. The particulate matter samples were chemically analyzed and assessed for lung toxicity and lung function in CD1 mice via oropharyngeal aspiration." So they breathed in this stuff. And what'd y'all determine, you morons? That's what they're doing. They're using I want to know how much it's White Coast Waste Project that found it. I'm terrified to look at their website because I'm going to get so mad. I just don't even want to look at it. But it's animal testing. They look at how much, you know, how much is tested on animal testing. And I'm not big on. Yeah, well, I got to tell you a story. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe I got this far into the show and I didn't even tell you this. I'm not big on animal testing. I don't really want to go down this road, but I feel like we should do, if we're going to test anything on anybody, it should be on like rapists and child molesters and violent serial killers. Then we should use them as human lab rats. I'm not kidding. That's what I firmly believe. Anyway, so I'm not so much on testing on animals, but that's what we're spending money to make this. To make firearms they're desperately trying to make it a health issue. Desperately trying to make this a health issue. Okay, can I tell you the story what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
It's not on the rundown, and I wasn't going to talk about it. So because you guys know I feel like all animals love me, and whenever I'm in nature, I feel like Snow White, except like if I'm out for summer sausage, then look out because I'm hungry. And I don't have no summer sausage right now this year. I was like, somebody better get up out in the woods and fix it. And I told my husband at one point, because I just haven't had, I've been like hunting twice, literally in my life. My husband and son have gone. And they haven't been able to go out this year. I know. And I'm like, I was just musing out loud. I wasn't saying this is a serious thing. And I told my husband, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wish I could go and get some venison. He's like, yeah, it's the woods. I'm like, I know that, smart aleck. Anyway, long story short, my son was outside and we, I'm like getting ready because I host a Christmas party, right? For, we have our radio people that come out and, you know, I host a Christmas party. And getting ready for the party and getting things set up. And I just don't have time for a lot right now. And my son is standing on the porch. And my other son, who's home from college, is looking outside. And he's like, he's got an animal. And my first thought was, oh, yay, a fun new friend. I'm so excited. You know, I'm like, free pet. And I open the door and he's got this squirrel in his hand. And he's got, he's holding the squirrel's like neck. And it's like leg, it's back. I have no idea why I tracked animals with gimpy legs, but I do. And its back leg was like all gimpy. And I'm gesticulating for those of you listening. And apparent, and it was weird and it was like jerky. I feel like it had a neurological thing happening. It was, I think it was clearly dying. And my son was like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, what are we going to do? What are you going to, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. It was very cute. But I also know that it's a tree rat and they have really sharp teeth. And so I'm like, well, good grief. And my husband was just not into it. He was already like at the, he was short tempered that day, yesterday, and displeased and short tempered. And so we're dealing with this issue. And he's like, you know, we hunt these damn things. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, he feels like he rescued the squirrel. I don't know. And so I call animal control. And animal control's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, look, I realize that, you know, I come from the Ozarks. We eat these things. I literally had an uncle that experimented with his brand new dehydrator that he was super excited to get and made squirrel jerky, which was basically like cracklins. I'm not joking you. It was basically like cracklins from Long John Silver's, but I digress. I'm like, I just don't know what the hell to do here. And I'm like, do I shoot it? I can't really, you know, I got a 22. I can plink it right between that. I'm like, what do I do? And they're like, oh, well, hey, they gave me the number of this nature habitat thing. Like, we need more squirrels out there. And they gave me the number of this very sweet lady who had the most amazing Texas drawl that I've ever heard. And she lived like an hour away from me. And I'm, and that's when the, you know, the truth saw the light. I'm like, look, I ain't driving an hour one way in rush hour traffic when I'm trying to do all before the squirrel that's totally going to die. Cause I was looking at it and it was just all herky jerky and weird and it was totally dead. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. So I'm like, you know, son, you got to, I mean, I can put this thing out of its misery, old school style, you know? We ended up, I didn't get to do that. It went on a lake trip. Nobody put it in the lake. It just, you know, was put back into nature. Because there was nothing we could do. And the lady was like, oh my gosh, whatever you do, just get it out of his hands. Because if it comes out of shock, I think it was like dying. I don't think there was anything that you could do. Because I have animal loving family members that have rehabilitated squirrels. This one looked so far gone. I mean, it just didn't look right. Something was seriously wrong. It was like a neurological thing. It couldn't jump. It couldn't walk straight. It was just so messed up. And I mean, I don't know. It was sad. And then I was all depressed and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, did I not do enough for the squirrel? You know, then the little good angel comes on my shoulder, the one I usually beat down into like deep into my soul. And the good angel appeared and was like, you know, Dana, you should feel, you know, you should help the squirrel. And I started feeling bad about it. And then my son was like, you know, you, cause we donate a lot to animal, to shelters and all this stuff. Again, it's not stuff that I talk about cause this book of Matthew, we do. We support a lot of shelters, pay a lot of vet bills, for shelters and all this stuff. And they're like, so it's one, and my son was like, so it's one squirrel, you know, and this squirrel looked pretty bad, mom. And he's like, and look at, you know, we've taken care of Rocco and look at all the other stuff we do. And we've taken care of a scorpion. And I'm like, yes, we did. So I don't know. I feel okay, but there's still part of me that was like, the Snow White part of me that was like, I'll take care of you, little squirrel. I'll be your friend, squirrel. See, there's like that. So thoughts came.
When I was younger, I you know, you find baby squirrels and you want to do the little feed them, you know, with the bottle.
No, I never did that.
Oh yeah, no, I did that as a kid because we lived in a neighborhood where that's all we had were just nothing but tree rats in the back. And there was baby ones
tree
that...
Tree carp.
Right. But the baby ones that would fall out of the tree or whatever.
Yeah. Well, those if they're like stunned. Yeah.
I remember taking care of a couple of them as a kid, but...
I caught a field mouse once and brought it into my house. That's what started it when I was a kid.
Have you seen the videos, though, of some squirrels going just nuts on people?
Like, yeah, that's that one. The lady I was on the phone with, Cod Lover, she was like, now you need to get that out of his hands because it will chew through the bone. And she is like so loud and her voice is, I cannot do a Texas drawl to save my life. It's so much different from like a regular Southern accent. And I mean, she was like very adamant about it. I'm like, and I can only imagine like us driving to take this damn squirrel in. And it's I put it in a box with a blanket and I just shut it. I didn't know what else to do. I'm like, and I'm like, I can just imagine us 1 hour in rush hour and this thing gets out and the box is shaking and it's everything's going to hell. I can only imagine.
Luckily, so, it didn't go down that way.
No, and my husband the entire time is looking at me like a man watches his wife not back into a parking space with the same level of frustration and just disappointment.
Was that not back into a parking space?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're trying to, you know. Like if you, I just regularly pull in and I cannot do that to save my life. I can, anyway. So, and he's just like, we eat these. I'm like, we don't. You do. We don't. So, oh my gosh. And it's true. Like my grandpa would go squirrel hunting all the time.
Yeah,
like
squirrel. I'm not,
but
have
this is different.
Squirrel?
Cause we, huh?
Have you had squirrel?
Yes, I've had squirrel. Yeah. I've eaten everything.
Foxtail squirrels.
I mean, I've eaten gator. I've eaten squirrel. I've eaten everything. Rabbit. I don't know if there's anything that I haven't. The only thing I won't do though is, the snail stuff.
Oh, the escargot.
Oh, that's like boogers. That's like boogers. That's a vehicle for butter. That's all it is.
Chunky snot, right?
It's like I've been sick. I don't want it as a feature entree or appetizer. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry if I just ruined your meal tonight, but it's true. Anyway, so that's my story. And I don't know why I thought of that with this, because the animal testing thing. That's why. But I just, but I still feel bad. I'm like, I'll take care of you, squirrel. I still, there's a part of me that's like, did you do everything you could have? Did you? I just, that's in my head and I want to punch it, that voice, so bad. I want to take my good angel and just pummel her right now. I don't know. I feel like I did everything I could have, right?
I want to isolate that audio. I just want to punch my good angel.
Just, but I mean, I don't know. And it was, and my son, my oldest son is also like, he's like, goes out and nature loves him. Nature's like, yay. Like he goes out and all the hard shots, like if he's hunting, becomes super easy to him. It's like he has aim assist on. I don't know. It's weird. And so I'm like, how are you like this?
In real life.
Yeah, in real life. Like shots that nobody else makes. He's like, pop. It's like, I don't get it. All right. We got to get moving.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Terrifying. So this apparently took place in Rome where a lion got loose. People were even told to shelter in place because, I mean, it's a lion. Caused terror. Prowled the streets freely. It escaped from the circus. And it was a town near Rome. Caused terror amongst all the residents. They had footage all over social media showing this lion wandering around the streets of this small town. It has just a population of just over 40,000. And everyone said that they were told to shelter inside as authorities.
What the heck I'd do?
A lion? Yeah, I'd be like, free lion. You can get a lion.
A free lion.
Finders keepers. Ma'am, we think you have that. No, this is my lion. It's not the lion you're looking for. It's just mine. I don't know what I'd do with it just to have one. I feel like I'm Snow White. Like, I want all the animals. They're all mine. This is a terrifying article. This came out, this story here. It showed that more than 100 veterans died at a New York home after one of the worst COVID outbreaks in the state. And they said that apparently weren't, was, anybody know where Anthony Cuomo is? Anybody know where Cuomo is? Everybody's looking for him. It was a housing facility in New York City. They had an outbreak, apparently, and it was the New York State Veterans Home in St. Albans. And they said that all of these are already super critically ill veterans. So they were already way super immunocompromised. They were all incredibly elderly. But apparently they weren't even given any treatment. No one even took them to the hospital. Nothing. They just let them. Oh, boy. Wow. I'm just going to say a word that rhymes with schmalsuit. Let's see here. Humans apparently have a third set of teeth. Popular Mechanics says that there might be medicine to help them grow. Why would you want them to grow? What? That's terrifying. It was a 2021 study out of Japan. They said you can target genes to regrow teeth in animals. Now they're trying to they're doing clinical trials on how to do this in humans. They said that, you know, that's what makes sharks so intriguing, because they can just grow teeth, regrow teeth. So they're doing a clinical trial of medicine, which they hope will be available for general use in 2030 to regrow teeth. That would only work for people like Hunter Biden. Maybe. I don't know. The stores are snubbing Black Friday's mega sales. Apple, Tiffany's, others are deciding to not participate. They're snubbing the Black Friday stuff. And FedEx accidentally delivered $20,000 in lottery tickets to a woman's house.
Let me tell you what, if you consider yourself a patriot, right? You're a patriot. You should be drinking gallons of Bud Light. Believe me when I tell you.
Wait. I should be boycotting Bud Light.
Gallons of Bud Light. You should have Bud Light drums stacked up in your garage and drinking it right out of the keg. They are way more aligned with you than most of these other beer companies are. That I guarantee you.
Take
it from somebody who's in the know, who does business with beer companies. You are way more aligned with Bud Light than you are with other beer company.
I mean, they didn't come into partnership with you by accident.
No.
That's $105 million.
We had multiple bidders on the table.
Did they seek you out?
We had multiple bidders on the table. They were one of them. And as I, you know,
talks.
History has shown me with relationships that I've had with
so
other
beer
companies.
So he says, I don't dislike Dana White. And I watch UFC. I get into it more for the drama and the, you know, the people's story, because I'm a chick. So that's, you know, that's what I follow. My husband's all about, I love the art of the fight. I'm like, whatever. I don't even know what he did here. He's rolled around and got him in his leg. Great. I just love the story and the family that's cheering them on, you know. And anyway, but we talked about this a little earlier, because I think, you know, I've seen a lot of white flags of surrender in my time, but never have I seen one with so many zeros on it before. Be waving in the air. I mean, that was something else. That's not winning the culture war. By the way, can I also ask, how is it patriotic to drink a foreign company's crappy beer? That's a new measure that I haven't heard before. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you at the bottom of this third hour. So there's a beer company out there. Maybe you've heard of them. They are an American beer company. I dare say that it is patriotic to drink this beer. In fact, I would wager you that if back during the day at King Street, the King Street Patriots, Paul Revere and the members of the Committees of Correspondence, if they had gathered around the table to pound their fists on the wood talking about overthrowing King George, and they were drinking ale, it would have been this ale. And if you could transport it back in time, they would have said, throw all that commie swill aside. Give us some ultra right. And because really, beer helped make America. Joining us right now is that's a commercial right there. Is Seth Weathers. This is his baby. He created ultra right beer. You also know him as conservative dad. Seth Weathers, and you can find ultrarightbeer.com. And it's a great tasting beer. I drink it. We're doing Operation Pawpaw this Christmas because we're getting my stepdad to switch to exclusively ultra right. That kicks off on the 23rd of this month. Seth joins us on the show via Skype now. So I wanted to get Seth, and we're going to talk about the calendar and all of that. But here's my question to you. How is it patriotic? How do you measure patriotism? By how much crappy foreign beer you drink?
You know, I like Dana White, but I was not a big fan of that segment. But I will say this, for $105 million, God knows what you could get me to say. So I think that may have been what happened there.
I think everybody can be bought. I've maintained this. Like, I've told everybody what my price tag is. Selective immortality in a Hogwarts castle. I've been very open about this. Like, you give me those things, hell, I'll talk about your beer, too. I mean, it's $105 million, but they've never apologized. And that's what I use that beer to wash the steins that I use for Ultra Right. So I'm just curious, like, what do you make about, and that's kind of what it is. I mean, there was never any kind of, you know, rectifying that. And I do think it's important because beer is very American. This is a very American thing. And I'm not joking when I say our country was founded on it.
I agree, it was. And look, the thing is, I was so proud of conservatives for sticking to a boycott for once, because we never do. We've always, like, we skipped a few football games when they took a dump on us. We've done this, we've done that, but we've never followed through. And this was the one time we were following through. And look, I think the vast majority of Americans are following through because the vast majority of Americans did not receive $105 million to say something nice about them. And so I think the boycott holds. I think they're throwing a lot of money to try to end it, but I think the boycott will hold for most Americans.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, a lot of people are they're not sold. And I like the fact, I made this comment earlier, I love the fact that there were a lot of alpha dudes out there that stood up and said, we don't like the way that you're treating our ladies by having this dude cosplay as a chick. I appreciated that because I feel like feminism, third wave feminism, has been so insane for the past like 15 years that it's really been a lot of the pushback has been women led. And we're kind of tired about this. I've always joked, I'm like, my husband can't hit a chick, but I can, you know, and I feel like it has really been female led and we're tired of it. Like, we're tired of that whole thing. So it was nice to see a lot of dudes stand up and say, we do not appreciate that, because let's be real. This is a dude driven market. That dudes, this is the beer that a lot of them would drink. Although I have a family member who says that really it's really women who drink that beer. But that being said, you know, with this, what do you think about it? I mean, where are they going to go? Like, what are people looking for in beer? Like, what's the, you know, what are they, like, obviously taste, but I think there's more to it than that.
You got to have great beer, but for the longest time, beer was about fun, fast cars, beautiful women, and great patriotism. And we've lost that. Look at the commercials they're making now. These companies are unrecognizable for what they were in the 80s and 90s. It would have been considered controversial, you know? And that's kind of, you know, people are trying to make ours out like this. Some of our commercials and stuff are controversial, but like, it's really not that controversial if you just believe kind of some basic things, like, you know, chicks without, you know, I don't know what I can say on here.
Oh, you can guess. Yeah, go right up to the line.
Yeah, chicks without dicks. That's kind of our, you know, that's where ours are here at Ultra Right Beer.
I encourage that, so that's on me. You know what? I wanted to say it for forever, so he did, so I'm glad he did. Talking to Seth Weathers, who's the head of Ultra Right Beer. And you've kind of went into that because I was, you know, in the beginning, I've always said, you know, all that company has to do is apologize. But I want to see more nostalgic, old school type marketing with this, because I think that women have their things that are marketed to them in a certain way, and dudes have things that are marketed to them in a certain way. So to that effect, let's talk about the calendar, because you did a calendar and there are swimsuit shots in it. And I'm glad that there are. Now, I'm not saying I'm in one because I got two boys and, you know, they are on the internet and they see everything. But I like the fact that I'm in a calendar like this. And I like the fact that there are women who do swimsuit calendars for beers, because I think I want more of the Tawny Katane on the hood of the car in a white snake video selling stuff. Talk to me about this.
I think that that's a great idea. And that's why we did it. So, yes, we do have conservative dads, real women.
And that's Riley calendar. Gaines that's on the cover.
That's Riley on the cover. I hear September's pretty solid, though. You should check out September.
I've heard September, which is, as we all know, the best month of the year. I heard that September is pretty fantastic. Yeah,
I agree. It's got some gunplay action there,
yes,
too.
So yes, I have heard that. So where did you get the idea? Tell me about how this came to fruition.
You know, I think it kind of just goes back. Well, I don't know why I'm going to go here, but I'm going to. So Sports Illustrated started putting out calendars and magazines with fat chicks in bikinis. And I was like, this is the destruction of America's happening right before our eyes. And I was like, someone's got to do something about it. And who better to do something about it than conservative dads ultra right beer? Amen. So you're not going to have fat chicks in bikinis in our calendar. Sorry, not sorry.
No, don't be sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. I said not sorry. But yes, that's the thing. We're getting back to just the basics of what these beer companies were. And now it's controversial.
I don't understand how in the world is controversial. That's like when Victoria's Secret started having, oh my gosh. So like in our town square, there was a giant ad in the window. And this, I'm not saying like this was somebody who was like a little tubby. I'm talking about like morbidly obese. Like,
yes,
I think that
it.
You probably would not have been able to see the panties because everything that hung over. And it was a giant ad in the window. And I almost, like, I had to stop in the middle of the street. And I'm like, what am I seeing here? Is this Elaine Bryant? I don't know. I don't mean to be ignorant, but
you're healthy at any size.
No, you're not.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're not. Some people are more prone to drop dead because they're not healthy. I mean, that's the whole thing.
This is correct.
It's like embracing or trying to celebrate unhealthiness. No one is saying that you got to be a size zero, but you don't have to be a size like triple aught. There's a difference, right?
I agree. And we've just reached a stupid place in our world. And so I think that here at Conservative Dad's Ultra-Right, we're trying to battle back against some of the stupid things we see in the world. And that's what we're doing with our marketing, with our product, with everything else. And so, by the way, a portion of the proceeds of this actually goes to the Riley Gaines Center, which combats men and women's sports.
Yes.
And
which
she has done
that.
An incredible job on that. And yeah, I think we've raised close to $20,000 for her already on this calendar, and we're hoping to raise a whole bunch more.
And that's fantastic. I love the do-gooder aspect of it, because that's great. But really selfishly, I like the fact that I'm in this calendar, and I like that you're celebrating women who are healthy women. Yeah, where
real
we're not
women.
Exactly. We're not celebrating, unhealthy. That's, because I feel like it is, it's like reverse body shaming the way that they do it.
Correct.
So how do people, first off, how do people get this calendar? Because I've already had people saying, can you just send me one? I'm like, yeah, it's not really how it works.
ConservativeDad.com.
Okay.
We'll pull it right up. And I will send you plenty of them.
Oh, so I can do giveaways?
You can give them out, Christmas gifts, whatever. It's the ultimate Christmas gift.
Yes, it does make a good Christmas gift. I just remember every dude I knew, all my male cousins. I have like 23 cousins and most of them are dudes. They all had, like growing up, they all had like, it's always like the female posters or the Sports Illustrated calendar. They take it out of the Sports Illustrated issue and they'd put it, everybody had that. And there's nothing wrong with it. Everybody had that. It's normal.
There's something wrong with them now. They're a little rough, I hate to say. You're not going to want to look at this. It's going to be an unfortunate scenario. You're going to go back and you're going to lose those childhood memories real quick.
So tell me about
these girls ate those girls. Sorry.
No, actually, that's a great point. Tell me, where can people get the beer? Because I know that you're expanding distribution. So talk to me about if people are like, I want to get a six or a Ultra Bright, where do I go?
So we're in multiple states right now. Like in stores, in your package stores, that kind of thing. We're talking with some of the good-sized grocers chains as well. But if you're not in one of the states we're in, you can go to ultrarightbeer.com, and we can ship to most states.
Merry Christmas to you all. Ho, ho, ho. Get you some Ultra and ship to most states. Get some Ultra Right beer. Well, conservativedad.com, that's where you can get the calendar. I highly suggest you all, because I've heard, just one more time, I've heard, Kane, you're unaware of this, September's like, this is really...
Can I give them a little preview
yes,
of September?
You may.
I feel
you
like people need to see that. I have one with me, believe it or not.
So, yes, you may
that.
Do that.
September,
I mean, that...
Guns blazing.
Look at it. I had no idea that that was going to be September. I was just speaking about the month of September innocently.
They could celebrate your entire birthday month.
Well, I do have a birthday month.
She mentioned wanting September while holding two guns. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was like, my birthday's in September, and I'm holding two of my AR-15s. I'm like, my birthday's in September, Seth. And he's like, oh, so I guess you want September, huh? I'm like, oh, I don't know, just a thought. So anyway, thank you for including me in it. I'm very flattered. And the photos are beautiful. I mean, everything is very tastefully done. Obviously, Riley Gaines is in the swimsuit. She's like the one that I would be like, yes, she needs to be on the cover in the swimsuit. She's like made of 1,000% muscle. But this is fantastic. UltraRightBeer.com and ConservativeDad.com is where you can get the calendar. Get Ultra Right Beer. I like it. And I do drink it. You sent us beer and I've been drinking it.
It's a great beer. We need to get distribution into the state of Texas physically in stores. We're working on that. So hopefully it'll be
Who can I go aggravate about that? Is there like a beer, minister of beer, that I can go aggravate
about? There kind of is. I'm telling you, when you get to the level of corruption and nonsense that goes on with the alcohol industry, it's a 4.8% alcohol, and they treat us like we're making nuclear weapons. Okay? It's really unbelievable. You have to get Boss Hog's approval to get in stores in each state. That's literally a thing we have to deal with. It's wild. With the distributor.
That's like a whole other story. We're going to have to talk about that another time.
Yes.
Because that's all the regulations.
It would blow your mind. You'd lose your mind.
I would lose my mind over that. Cut that and save
Correct.
That. Save that forever. Seth Weathers, UltraRightBeer.com, ConservativeDad.com. Always so great to talk with you. Thank you so much for doing this, for including me. And we'll make sure we put this out online too, so people can get
their
calendars.
Awesome.
Make sure you get them, get your beer, all that good stuff. Thanks, Seth. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.